Hey everyone, this is Meredith Eisenberg.
And this is Jasper Blake.
And we are here with module 4 of your Fast and Focused Marketing Plan. And so in this module, we are going to talk about how to create the action plan. So you have the goal and you have what you're going to do overall. And so now this is setting out the specific tasks so you can accomplish this big goal that you have over a period of 3 months. So before we get started, I want you to go back to your cheat sheet for a second. And if you're driving in the car, just go back mentally to your cheat sheet. Obviously, you know, I don't want you rifling through papers while driving around. And confirm again that the one marketing strategy you're going to focus on for the next 3 months. So you're only planning this for one goal. And I want to make sure that that's really clear before we get started. All right, it is? Perfect.
I think they probably got it when we did that recording.
I know. But, you know, this is a new one. So here we go. All right. So the first thing that you need to do with your action plan is figure out how to track your progress. The thing is, there are so many metrics that you can track. You can track everything, clicks and opens and how many people engage and how many people like to post. And the problem is you can spend all of your time tracking and not enough time doing. So what I want you to do is narrow all the metrics down to a handful that will tell you if your strategy is working or not. And so some examples of metrics that you can track include conversion of traffic to leads, conversion of leads to customers, revenue from new sales to current customers, cost per conversion if you're using an ad like Facebook ads, percentage increase in repeat buyers. That's a great one, by the way. That is truly a metric that will tell you the health of your business. Open rates and clicks on links and emails, traffic from social media sites to landing pages, downloads of the lead magnet and new subscribers on your email list, engagement with email subscribers or social media follows, measured in comments, likes, shares, and clicks. So those are all different ways that you can track, and it sort of depends on your goal.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, especially things like the social media, only track that if it's actually sort of pertinent to your particular strategy. Again, you know, it's just the main ones that really highlight whether it's working or not. So for instance, we've used before the webinar scenario. And again, it's sort of, you know, how many people sign up for your webinar, how many people actually attend the webinar, how many follow through the call to action, how many people who follow the call to action actually end up buying. So, you know, they're the kinds of things. So it really depends on your whole strategy, the sources, you know, what you're doing, whether it's email, whether it's social media, whether it's something else, but just, you know, keep it pertinent to this one particular task.
Okay, so then what I want you to do is brainstorm a list of all of the metrics you could possibly track. And then prioritize the list with the most relevant and, you know, most important at the top of the list, and just pick three. And so then once you've picked your top three, then you want to analyze your metrics on a regular basis, maybe once a week, choose the frequency that works for you. And this is kind of, I think, Jasper, one of the biggest mistakes that people make. They set up all these fancy dashboards and metrics and they never look at them again.
Right, yeah.
And so it's kind of a waste of time. It only works if you check in on it periodically. And then you can learn a lot from just tracking the metrics day by day.
Now, an interesting one is website metrics, for example. Now, you know, obviously the number of visitors to the site is one metric, but you want to know that those people who are arriving there are the right people. So you want to know, for instance, the bounce rate. That's, you know, how quickly they disappear from your site once they've arrived. You know, if it's high, then obviously they're coming to you for the wrong reasons. And when they get there, they think, oh no, this is not what I want. And then they go away again. So you don't want that. And the other thing is the average time on a page. So if you're driving people to a page, how long do they stay there? So if they're there for 2 or 3 minutes, then that's good. If they're there for like 5 seconds, that's not good. So by tracking those things, they're the important things, and they will tell you whether your, you know, website is working for you or not.
Yeah, and we'll be doing another class in this series about Google Analytics, because Google Analytics is a very useful tool, but it's also dangerous if used wrong.
Yeah.
So we're going to be telling you how to do it the right way. All right, so once you have figured out how you're going to measure your goals, the next step is to figure out what you need in order to do your project. And so it's kind of like when you're cooking, and you get all of the ingredients together before you start. It's called mise en place, and it's something that chefs do, and it makes it a lot easier, because normally, you know, when I cook, I'm running all around the kitchen trying to find that spice. Yeah. It's clear in the back of the cupboard.
Especially when something's already boiling away.
Yes, exactly.
So ready to burn.
Timing is everything, and that also is the same thing with marketing. You sort of have to have things ready so that when you put your different sequences together, you're ready to go. So here are some different buckets where you can find resources. First of all, what people do you need? Like, do you need staff to carry out this plan? Are there outsourcers, freelancers, virtual help needed? Do you need technical assistance? Would it be faster or more cost efficient if you had it? You might be able to do it all yourself. This is the trap that I fall in all the time. I can do everything sort of not amazingly well, but passably well. So I tend to do it all myself. And it's a mistake, because there are other people who could do it faster and actually less expensively for the time lost than I can.
Well, and it sort of, it speaks back to that multitasking we talked about in the first audio. You know, if you're trying to do too many things, then you can't be concentrating on the things that really matter. So that's another thing to consider for sure.
So then the next thing is money. So what expenses are you going to outsource? Do you need to buy subscriptions, membership, tools, software, rental fees, website hosting, anything else that you need to pay for to get this project done? And I think that a lot of times, one of the mistakes that people make, especially in this online world, is they think that everything is free. And it's not.
Yeah, and that again speaks back to our earlier recording where we discussed, you know, the having a limit to how much you're going to spend on this, whether it's like a percentage of of your sort of revenue. So how many of those things do you really need?
Right, and budgeting for it.
Yeah.
And so then, you know, you spend the money on the tools. So do you really need any software programs, dashboards, physical tools, computers? I wish I could convince myself that I needed a new computer for every new class and funnel. I have probably too many of them anyway. Devices, same thing, to carry out your plan. Training, are there new skills that you or your team members need to learn to pull this off? And then finally, coaching. Will you need someone to advise you and walk you through the process? I would say if it's the first time that you're doing something, or if you're trying a new strategy, I would invest in some sort of coaching or mentoring. It doesn't have to be a one-on-one kind of deal. It could be as simple as taking a class like this one, or signing up for a mastermind group, or...
Yeah, or even asking a question in a Facebook group.
You know. Right. Just because what we found when we interviewed 100 entrepreneurs for our Paycheck to Passion podcast. And the one thing that every single one of them said that helped them get to success faster was having a mentor or someone to tell them how it's really done.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because a lot of the time that you think you know how it should be done, but you could be missing a couple of really key ingredients. So
that you don't see from the back, from the audience side, you don't see how the sausage is made a lot of times. Yeah. And so you need to hire a sausage chef to help you, put stuff together. And so basically, same thing as before, you're putting together your resource list. And so brainstorm everything you think you might need. And figure out how much those things are going to cost and add like 20% to the cost, because you never know.
Yeah.
And you kind of want to be under your budget. And so after you've gotten all that together, What do you still need? And if something is way beyond your regular budget, you might decide, well, this might not be the marketing strategy for right now. Like Jasper and I are not going to be filming Hollywood style television commercials because we don't have, you know, the money in our business or the time to travel to LA to get that done. So, you know, we'll go with something more reasonable. We'll talk about Facebook Live instead. If you decide to, change and if you decide to keep, never mind the strategy you've chosen, you need to be creative and find ways to expand your budget to accommodate that. And so then you need to figure out how you're going to get all the different things you need to reach your marketing goal. And don't skip this step. I know people go, yeah. But this is something that's really important because you want to make sure that before you get really going into your giant Facebook ads campaign, that you have the money to pay for the ads.
Yeah, and again, I mean, I keep saying it, but this goes back to what we discussed in a previous audio, you know, where we talked about being realistic with your goal and your strategy, you know, and maybe that goal is something that's better done further down the road when you've got like more clients coming in or, you know, whatever the reason is. But yeah, you know, you've got to be realistic for sure. And a lot of these steps in terms of especially budgeting and that kind of thing that you've probably done already. So you know, by this time you shouldn't have too many surprises.
All right. So now you kind of know where we're going to next, right? You know what you need, and you know that you're focused on the right goal, and you know how you're going to measure it. So now it's time to actually outline the top five tasks that you're going to need to do. And so this is going to be your high level action plan. And these are the key phases and specifics to get all of this stuff done. So for example, if your goal is to build your list, some things that you might have are identifying and creating a lead magnet, setting up your funnel pages and email lists, writing the emails, setting up a Facebook ad, to drive traffic to your lead magnet, and monitoring your ad for the cost of conversion. So that's a standard to-do list for Facebook ad list building. Sometimes it helps to create your action steps backwards. It might be easier to envision the goal and then ask yourself, okay, so if my goal is 1,000 new people on my list, what needs to happen to reach my goal? So you want to get to 1,000 members. How do you know that you've done this well? Okay, you'll have 1,000 new people on your list. That's kind of easy. On the technical side, what do you need to make that happen? You need a landing page. You need an opt-in. You need somewhere in list for them to go into. So then you're like, okay, how do I get 2,000 people to my landing page, figuring that 1,000 of them will sign up? And so that would lead to your traffic strategy and the different steps that you need to take to get to that. And so once you've finished the cheat sheet, you'll need to create a more detailed action plan for each of the five tasks. So what you'll need to decide within that is a breakdown of the more detailed tasks involved in each of the major ones. So set up my email list has some tasks, you know, choose an email list provider, import my contacts, you know, create the different pages, all of that. And then you need to set a deadline for each of the tasks to put in your calendar. And then you need to figure out who is responsible for doing each task and any additional resources you need as you find them. And if you have team members who are involved, and I think everyone does have team members, whether or not they're a regular virtual assistant or a coach or even just people in the mastermind or even just people in your family who are members of your kitchen table board.
Yeah.
You do have people that, you know, will be involved in this. And so show them your plan and show them what, you know, what the plan is, what the tasks are, all of that. See if they can find anything that is, you know, that you're missing. This happens with Jasper and I a lot. Like we come up with a plan and then the other one of us looks at it and says, this is awesome, but you're missing this really critical step of, you know, putting the opt-in on the page. Well, no list building is going to happen unless the opt-in goes on the page. And we didn't decide where it was going to go. yeah. or something like that.
Or even down to maybe, you know, like creating a landing page and you, know, you go, ah, yeah, but okay, so where's the images we're going to use for this? Or, you know what I mean? So you've got to sort of think through each of the steps, you know, in advance so that you know what you're going to need.
Right. And so... And you'll find that doing projects this way takes a little bit more time up front. But if you have everything planned out, then it goes a lot more smoothly because you'll have your document to look back on and you've removed a lot of the thinking barriers that get in the way of implementation.
And don't forget that once you've done this once, you know, because the chances are you're going to be using this strategy again. So having those documents where you've got everything set out as a list of tasks is really useful, and it's going to, you know, so create, you know, your strategy will be much quicker next time you need to use it because you've already got it all documented out.
And don't forget that as part of this class, you get a coaching session with us. And so you can send us your plan and we'll get on the phone and review it with you and help you make sure that you haven't missed any steps in that first strategy. So now that you've done that, you'll be able to focus and you'll be able to get the results that you want. And so I'm really looking forward to seeing everyone's sheets and learning about your 3-month goals. So what have we learned over this journey, Jasper? Well, number one, the importance of prioritizing and why it's not a good idea to multitask. How to create your fast and focused marketing plan. And then how to define the foundation of your project. And then also how to identify the first and foremost priority in your business right now, which I know is a lot easier said than done. It's easy to say you need to define one, and it's hard when there are 1,000 balls in the air. But try it. Believe me, it works. And the best way to choose amongst all those juggly balls to pick the one that's really going to move you forward the most in your business. We also showed you how to discover the critical elements that you need to have in place to implement the strategy. And then key tips and best practices for communicating with your team. So Jasper, what do you think the homework is for this lesson?
Yeah, I think it may have something to do with metrics, maybe.
That's part of it. Basically, you're going to finish up the cheat sheet. So in order to do that, you need to come up with your top 3 metrics to track, the resources needed, the top 5 tasks to complete, and then dates for reviewing your progress. And then also you can draft your communication document to share with your team members to show you what the different elements of your plan are, including the core values for your business, your most profitable products and services, description of your best customer, why your customers buy from you, your number one marketing goal for the next 3 months, your number one marketing strategy for the next 3 months, the top 5 tasks, and what everyone's role is in implementing this grand plan, and then finally the dates for the team to review your progress. And so then once you have done that, send it to us and we will review it with you. And I'm sure it will be awesome, but sometimes it just helps to have another set of eyes on your plan. And so we can look at your plan and sort of see if there's anything we suggest changing or give you suggestions on how to scale it and what the next steps would be.
And if you don't have a team, then we're actually going to be talking more about that in the final bonus audio, which will be coming up soon, all about teams.
So thank you so much for joining us for this series. It's been a pleasure coming to you through your earphones or your car stereo.
Yeah.
And let us know what you think about this format, if you liked it or didn't like it or would prefer video or just audio or just text. We're happy to work with you.
And do make use of that all-important sort of coaching call. You know, fill out your workbook, send it to us. We'll have the conversation about it, you know, and see if there's any bits that you've missed. But yeah, do make use of that because that's a really valuable part of this course.
Great. Well, thank you for joining us.